Yemen's army spokesman Sharaf Ghaleb Lokman says that Saudi Arabia has used banned weapons in its Monday airstrike in the west of Sana'a. 40 people were killed in the bombing in Fajatan district. Scores more were wounded in the attack that also caused massive destruction. It was one of the deadliest attacks that hit Yemen since Saudi Arabia began its air campaign on March 26. Nearly 2,730 people, mostly civilians, have been killed so far. Among them are two dozen people who lost their lives in Saudi airstrikes in the southern city of Idlib today. Of course, Mohammed Alatop joins us from the capital Sana'a to tell us more. Well, Mohammed, bring us up to date and give us more, if you can, on this particular statement made by the army spokesman about banned weapons being used by Saudi Arabia.
Yes, today the Saudi airstrikes have once again have repeated the same crime as Monday. Today it has targeted residential areas in Dola', which is to the west of the capital, Sana'a. Dozens have been killed and injured in these air missiles. These kind of banned weapons showed and revealed the real face behind this such power and support of the behind the Saudi Arabia. As experts say, that these missiles belongs only to developed countries like the United States. So this war is not only implemented by Saudi Arabia and its coalition, it's also supported and also implemented by other powers. So the Yemeni people have become to understand that they are in a war against the whole world, especially that the powerful countries have started this war against people who are not having any grudge or any hatred against those nations, only that they have only decided that they are going to start their march toward independence, toward prosperity, especially that Yemen has been influenced under Saudi Arabia for a long time. Today's attacks, many people have fled these areas, and this kind of attacks have also caused total damage and also have leveled many houses in these areas. It caused horror and fear among residents, where women have fled without their hair scarves. So it's something that many people in Yemen are having this growing resentment towards Saudi Arabia's attacks and also invasion against Yemen. Such attacks, which are under the umbrella or the pretext of helping Yemen and to become secured, and also that they have lately announced that they are going to have this kind of assistance to Yemen. Many Yemenis say that stop your war. We don't need your assistance. Just we don't want this kind of aggression. We don't want you to get involved or interfere into our own affairs. So also this has come under that the army along with the Ansar Allah have made major successes and advances in Marib, and now they are close to the city of Marib, which is something that have revealed that why these kinds of airstrikes and missiles which are being bombarded from the sea and marine vessels in the Red Sea. Many people are also slamming such a criminal war, which amounts to a war crime, where such a kind of weaponry is being used against residential areas. This kind of powerful missiles shouldn't be used against unarmed civilians and residents, especially these powerful also. Weaponry has also spread gas, poisonous gas, which have led to the death of many citizens in the capital Sana'a. Especially this kind of gas also led to the difficulties in breathing of many citizens here. The Yemenis are wondering why the international community is still silent before such atrocities which are being committed against the Yemenis, who are just willing to have this kind of international cooperation with the whole world. They are extending take their hand for the for peace. They don't want to be any country to get involved in their own affairs. The political experts also expect that if this kind of war has continued, Yemenis are willing to teach these powers a lesson, and that they are not going to stand still behind such a criminal war as they describe.
Thank you very much for that, Mohammed Al-Attab.